House Republicans today ousted Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney from her post as the third-ranking Republican leader. It's punishment after she repeatedly rebuked former President Donald Trump for his false claims of election fraud and his role in fomenting the January 6th Capitol insurrection. After the private vote, Cheney doubled down on her repudiation of Trump and said she would actively oppose any attempt by him to reclaim the presidency.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution. And I think it's very important that we make sure whomever we elect is somebody who will be faithful to the Constitution.
Republicans met behind closed doors for less than 20 minutes and ousted Cheney on a voice vote. Illinois Republican Adam Kissinger, who backs Cheney, said House Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy made brief remarks before the vote to reject Cheney.
There was no speeches, really. It was just Kevin standing up, and he said, we have to be unified and continue with this whole unity theme. And look, I'm all for unity. I'm all for unity and truth, you know? Truth cannot coexist with lies. Truth cannot coexist with falsehood. You cannot unify with that.
In a separate appearance hours later, McCarthy falsely claimed that Republicans don't question the outcome of last November's presidential election.
I don't think anybody is questioning the legitimacy of the presidential election. I think that is all over with. We're sitting here with the president today. So from that point of view, I don't think that's a problem.
McCarthy himself twice voted to overturn the certification of Joe Biden's win and has cozied up to Trump after initially saying Trump bore responsibility for the Capitol insurrection. House Republicans are expected to select New York Republican and Trump loyalist Elise Stefanik to replace Cheney.